Hello, welcome to Campbelltown Free Church for Psalm of the Week. This week's psalm is Psalm 62. Let's read it together. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down, this leaning wall or tottering fence? They fully intend to topple him from his lofty perch. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Low-born men are but a breath, the high-born but a lie. If weighed in a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart in them. One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done. This psalm deals with the issue of security, how to be safe, and it begins with a gospel emphasis that security is found in God alone. That's the theme of verses 1 to 4. And it's not only the gospel emphasis of Psalm 62, but it's also the great gospel emphasis of the whole of the Bible. Salvation comes from God alone, not from ourselves or any effort we can produce. I wonder, did you notice the two contrasting images in verses 2 and 3? On the one hand, there are the two images of security, a rock, a fortress. But on the other hand, there are the two images of insecurity, a leaning wall on the verge of falling down and a tottering fence about to be collapsed. Often Christians appear to be insecure, especially as other people put pressure on them. But in reality, Christians are secure because God gives his people security. Will we be saved in the end? Yes, we will, because God is our Saviour. Verse 1, my salvation comes from him. Is our status as God's children permanent and irreversible? Yes, of course it is, because God is our rock and our fortress. Verse 2, I shall not be shaken. This is what the gospel emphasis, that security is found in God alone, is telling us. That often as Christians we appear to be an endangered species, but the truth is that Christians are the most protected species in the whole world. Then Psalm 62 continues with a gospel encouragement. For security, trust in God alone. This is what verses 5 to 10 are all about. David encourages himself to trust in God. Verse 5, find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. But hasn't David already trusted in God? Why does he say he needs to trust in God again and again? Yes, he has trusted in God, but he knows that trust in God is not just a one-off thing that we do at the start of our Christian lives. It's an over and over again thing for all of our Christian lives. You see, faith in Jesus is not the ABC of the Christian life, and then we move on to something else. It's actually the A to Z of the Christian life. Then David turns to those around him. His experience is something he wants to share. What he has been for him, God can be for others too. So David encourages us to trust in God. Verse 8, trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Notice that David is calling for an exclusive trust in God. As verses 9 and 10 point out, we're not to trust in anyone or anything except for God. We need to be careful not to misunderstand what David is encouraging us to do. While he is most definitely warning us about trusting in other things, he's not advocating us doing nothing. You see, trusting in God is something that we do actively. It's not something that happens passively to us. The Christian life is not a matter of slapping on the sunscreen and spiritually chilling on the beach. Instead, it is the opposite. It involves strapping on the armour of God and spiritually fighting on a battlefield. From cradle to grave, our culture constantly bombards us with the idea that human beings have all the resources needed within themselves to deal with life. So when we are under pressure, it's telling us we need more than God. We need to look to ourselves and something else. And every day we feel that pressure to trust in something or someone other than God. Every day we must fight that temptation, fiercely refusing to allow our culture to squeeze our minds into its mold. Every day there will be a constant struggle to trust in God. This is why the Christian life is hard. It's tough to say to ourselves, "Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. He alone is my rock and my salvation." Because when we do that, we're going against the flow of our culture's propaganda, and that's never a pleasant thing to do. Psalm 82 concludes with a gospel experience. Those who trust in God are totally secure. Psalm 62 verses 11 and 12. "One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O Lord, are strong and that you, O Lord, are loving. Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done." The "one thing, two things" phrase underlines the certainty of what we experience when we trust in God alone. We will discover that he is strong, unfailing in his covenant love and commitment to us, and that he is fair. In who God is lies the wisdom of complete dependence on the Lord. Do you trust in God? Do you still trust in God? Do you trust him every day? Do you trust him only? That's what Psalm 62 is saying to us. Let's pray for a moment. O Lord, the rock of our salvation, all our hope is in you, for in you alone we find true security. Accept our thanks for all that you have done for us in Jesus, your Son and our Saviour. May we experience your strength and love as we seek to live for you. Each day, help us to trust in you and only in you. Grant that we might rest upon your promise to be with us always, until that day when you bring us to the eternal security of heaven. O Lord, the rock of our salvation, receive our praise and hear our prayer. For Jesus' sake, Amen.